Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. We've heard a lot. One thought that I would just like to leave with you guys is the same thought that in our sort of Q&A session yesterday we left off with. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as in fact you are doing." We have heard much about holiness, and again, it's not just about what we aren't supposed to do. I think as young people, I know as a young person, that was sort of my focus. I can't do that, and just looking at all those things that I shouldn't be doing, and sort of trying to fight against that and keep myself from that. But it is more about what we ought to be doing. The Bible is. Perhaps has more commands about what we should be proactively doing than what we shouldn't be doing, right? Pray without ceasing. You get that right, you're not going to have a lot of the struggles that you have. You love the Lord with all your God, heart, soul, strength, and mind. You're not going to have a lot of those issues, right? So it's about the proactive chasing after the Lord and all of the commands that we have about that. And this is one of them too, to encourage one another. We encouraged our young people yesterday at the session that God here at camp in particular and elsewhere, but I know for me personally, God has given me lifelong friends that I met here at camp. And I trust that God has done that for you. That he's doing that for you. There's something about, you know, when I was in high school, the friends that I had were the ones that I just happened to spend time with. And so I basically played basketball 24/7. And so if you played basketball, we were probably friends. If you didn't play basketball, I probably didn't see you that often because that's where I was, right? And yet, friends here at camp that I met in the Lord, that we were able to encourage one another in the Lord, who never played basketball, I became lifelong friends with, and have had the opportunity to be blessed and encouraged over many years towards the Lord, and being able to see their lives and their faith and their service, and sometimes in times of struggle, thinking to myself, seeing them and seeing their lives, saying, you know, if they can do it, then yeah, I want to do it too. If they can serve the Lord like that, then I want to do that too. And God can do that for you. Certainly God gives us help and grace. He gives us the helper first and foremost. But God also gives us, has ordained to give us grace in one another. He's given you the person sitting next to you. And so some of the things that we said yesterday was have that conversation now before you leave camp. To say, listen, like, we heard a lot of things. You know, I want you to, if you see me doing anything that I shouldn't do, I want to invite you to tell me about that. Would you do that for me? And look, I'm gonna invite all of you to tell me. If you see me doing something that I shouldn't be doing, I want you to come up and tell me, okay? And just have that conversation and open that up so that, you know, 3 months down the road, you're hanging out on a Friday night and doing whatever, and somebody, you open that door, you give them the opportunity to say, you know what, like, we shouldn't be doing that. You know, or even better, to have the conversation like, hey, man, like, you want to get together 15, 30 minutes before a youth group and just pray over the meeting? How awesome would that be? Hey, you want to get together a little bit early on Sunday night to pray over the service? You know, I know it's not what we usually do. We don't have to be there, but maybe we could do that together. You know, that would be tremendous, tremendous, right? And lastly, just another verse to leave with you: Proverbs 27, verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Let's be that for each other. Amen.
Sing number 8 in our white books. Number 8 in our white books.
Yeah.